Blog Talk Radio.
Do you realize
how blessed
have you
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you as we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our Grateful Gratification Tuesday, our message will be presented by Brother Patrick Metlock. We're asking that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Metlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Gateway Church of Christ in Southgate, Michigan. We are saints in covenant with God, and we are neighbors in love with you. We're appreciative of the work that you do every day, Danielle. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for sharing this platform with me and with others. I want to thank everybody that's on the Blog Talk radio side of things, where you may have called the number 319-527-6203 to get in, or some of you may be logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/ Grace Nurture, which was the original name of this particular devotion. And you'll be able to either listen to it live now or access the archival audio feed later. So we're just thankful for everybody who is a part of this, whether you're listening, whether you're putting it on. I'm just knowing that God is writing it in his book. I have a question for those that are on the Facebook side of this, that as I simulcast that every week, and we continue to do this Gratitude Tuesday theme. This is episode number 82. And I'm calling this one, Are You a Contender or a Pretender? Are you a contender or a pretender? I've given the people on the Facebook side a question, and that is, what is your exposure either to boxing or to the military? Some of you already have responded. I watched some boxing and I have family in the military. Some of you watched Muhammad Ali. Some of you watched it on TV. Your mother married an army man, Carolyn, I see. There may be others on the Facebook side that Alexis says, my dad and granddad was in the military, and now my husband is in the military, most certainly. So you definitely have had some strong exposure to the military side of that, at least. Sister Danny says her only connection to the military is that my husband was in the Navy and he was involved in the Vietnam War. And so I'm presuming maybe you were married to him at that time, and that probably was a very, very difficult time. Well, I asked the question, and thank you for those that respond and those that may continue to choose to respond, but I asked the question because I'm going to reference for the next few minutes Jude, the Jude text. And oftentimes we go straight to Jude 3, and that's what I will actually do today because I'm just limited as to the amount of time that I can exegete. But we see the word both in the New American Standard and in the King James, the word contend earnestly for the faith. And it reads in New American Standard as follows. Beloved, while I was making every effort to write you about our common salvation, I felt the necessity to write to you appealing that you contend earnestly for the faith, which was once for all handed down to the saints. And so the idea of contending earnestly. This is the only, actually it's a compound word, so it's not just contend, but contend earnestly. The idea there is more along the lines of being of a struggle of some type. Paul, who is not writing here, would probably not say contend earnestly. He would just say fight the good fight of faith, which is why I asked you about the boxing in, and I see various others of you have chimed in. Sister Norfleet, I'm a military brat, a strong military family. Brother McFall, watching boxing in the Navy. Brother McFall, watching boxing in the Navy, plus family in the military. So many of you are able to identify with the idea of having an opponent, whether it's something that you did, something that your husband did, something that your children's done, or at least watching the idea of boxing. It's usually a struggle. Well, I want to talk about just using the text, because really it needs to be about the text, the text, the text. What is that struggle? Because really it says that we are that our salvation is common. And I think the thing that really stands out is, regardless of whether you're coming from a rich family, from a poor family, whether you're Republican or a Democrat, whether you're black or white, whether you're male or female, whether you're old or young, our salvation is common. We get it from a common source. We all need it. We all need to want it badly enough to now struggle for it, to be willing to fight for it, whether you take that imagery from the military or that imagery from the boxing ring. What are you struggling with? Well, the context gives us some real strong indications of what Jude meant by it, the brother of Jesus, as well as what it should mean and needs to mean to us. Verse 4 says, "For certain persons have crept in unnoticed, those who long beforehand were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly persons who turn the grace of our God into licentiousness and deny our only master and Lord Jesus Christ." So we're going to struggle with people. People are going to sometimes cause us to have a struggle as far as the ability to live this life and to really allow this common salvation to go and to flow within us. And so the thing that I have expressed in my life, and I'll express it to you right now, and that is this: I don't let other people's problems create one for me. I try to make sure that I outline and I plan to live a very, very intentional life of love, loving God as well as loving other people, and that will lead to a life of righteousness. And so when you're doing that, you got to make sure that those that are around you are not influencing you to do wrong, but that they're influencing you to do right. You're going to struggle with the influence of peers and people. And yet, I'll say to you that it's not just them by themselves. Verses 8, "Yet in the same way these men, also dreaming, defile the flesh, reject authority, and revile angelic majesties. But Michael, the archangel, when he disputed with the devil and argued about the body of Moses, did not dare pronounce against him a railing judgment, but said, 'The Lord rebuke you.'" And essentially, even separate and apart from people, you're going to have to deal with struggling and contending with the devil as well. You know, in other passages, in 2 Peter, it says that be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, the one that you're going to struggle with. He's walking about seeking whom he may devour. So know that that is still very, very, very real. So not only will you struggle with people, and not only will you struggle with the devil, but you also have the struggle within yourself. And the text even addresses that in verse 20. "But you, beloved," after talking about the struggle that the devil causes with these other individuals, he finally says, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourselves in the love of God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life, and have mercy on some who are doubting, save others, snatching them out of the fire, and on some have mercy with fear, hating even the garment polluted by the flesh. And ultimately, he's saying, it's about you. Really, this is a struggle within yourself. If you get you right, then you'll have the wherewithal to fight the devil and to contend with those other forces of people that would cause you to not be able to fully share in the common salvation. The struggle is real, ladies and gentlemen and brothers and sisters. Every single day, the devil is getting up trying to find a way to knock you off your spiritual curve, to curb your spiritual momentum. But I, like Jude, am encouraging you to still relish in the common salvation that we have together, and to still today and every day earnestly contend for the faith. Thank you, everybody, who answered my question. I see your answers as well, Sharon and Yvonne, and just know that, and Shirley as well, if I didn't acknowledge it. Thank you for responding. Thank you for being a part of this. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we want to thank you for this day. We want to thank you for the many blessings that you continue to give us. And Father, please allow it so that as we continue to live and move and have our very being in you, that we can be the type of people that you would have us to be, that we would think the way you would have us to think, that we would do what you would have us to do. Father, you know what's happening over in Haiti. You know what's happening over in Ukraine. You know what's happening over in Israel and the Gaza Strip there. You know what's happening with the individuals that are still trying to bounce back from the mass shooting in Massachusetts, and just the evil that continues to pervade, that speaks to the message that we tried to deliver today about us earnestly contending for the faith. Father, allow it so that as we deal with the struggles with people and the struggles with the devil himself and with the struggles within ourselves, that we'll be encouraged by what Jude wrote to us, as well as other words of encouragement, other examples as iron continues to sharpen iron, and allow this particular ministry to continue to have the impact that we can only imagine that it can have and is having on the lives of those who listen to it live, as well as are able to view and listen to the archival feeds. Father, just help us to be able to be the things that you would have us to be, so that whether we're still in our slippers, whether we have already made it to the corner of our cubicles and offices, or whether we're in our cars, that we have one singular goal, that our common salvation drives us to be able to give you glory and honor, not really worrying about the way we may have done to try to do it yesterday, or what plans we might have for tomorrow, but making sure that we do it today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.